Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello all. Come on into the Grooveyard. There's an impressive list of names in this visit's playlist. David Bowie, Love Affair, Brian Ferry, Neil Young, Otis Redding, and many more. Maybe they're waiting in the bamboo grove. The 1969 album called A Step Further, that is the surprising big band sound of Savoy Brown and a track called Waiting in the Bamboo Grove. I'm a sucker for horns. That track is actually also available on the compilation we've been featuring over the last few weeks, Feeling All Right. So is the next song from Love Affair called So Sorry.
A national man who picked up and learned a string bass guitar. He learned his music pretty good until he went and smashed himself up in a big white car. And I'm
so sorry.
Oh,
do to save Fury alive? It would lower each king and should have been crying.
Love Affair released their debut album, The Everlasting Love Affair, in December 1968, just in time for the Christmas present rush. On it was So Sorry with 17-year-old Steve Ellis on vocals. For their second single, The Animals took an American folk song, The House of the Rising Sun, and they made it their own. The single ran for just over 4 minutes, which was unusual in those days, but it got played on pirate radio and became number one hit in the UK and the US. In the US, the single was edited down to just under 3 minutes. The amazing voice of Eric Burdon and The House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
Animals and House of the Rising Sun. How do you follow something as good as that? Sorry, Jack and Meg, but it's down to you and Susie Lee. Great sound of Susie Lee from the White Stripes' first self-titled album. To some soul music now. And first up is Carla Thomas and the sultry Let Me Be Good to You from 1966.
Baby, let me be good to you. I'll do anything you want me to.
Take it all. Soul in the Grooveyard.
King of soul music, Otis Redding, and his version of the Sam Cooke song Shake, a track off his classic 1965 album Otis Blue, Otis Redding Sings Soul. From the soul music genre to a UK band called Soul to Soul and 1990, A New Decade. Thank you. performed in London in 1988. That was Soul to Soul with some really great In the Groove music on the title track from their album Volume 2, 1990, A New Decade. Brian Ferry is up next in Lounge Lizard mode with a rather sad Cole Porter song about the lynching of a society woman after she murders her unfaithful lover. Miss Otis regrets.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Came and got her and dragged her from the jail. Madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
From As Time Goes By, released in 1999, that was Miss Otis Regrets from Brian Ferry. On October 16th, 1992, there was a concert held at Madison Square Gardens to celebrate 30 years of recordings by Bob Dylan. It was called Bob Fest. Many artists appeared and a double album was released of the concert. Is one of Neil Young's contributions, All Along the Watchtower.
This song's for you, Bob. Thanks for having Bob Fest.
Said to the thief, there's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth, but none of them anywhere along the line know what any of it is worth. Thank you.
get excited. The CP softly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, the wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began to
Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
Time comes, it's time for bed. town, hungry town, hungry town, hungry town, hungry town.
Following All Along the Watchtower by Neil Young was Australian band Big Pig, who in 1986 reached number 18 on Australia, 22 in New Zealand and 91 in the UK with Hungry Town. Time to turn the dial and tune into some Mexican radio. Mexico used to have a relaxed law regulation regarding the power of AM radio transmitters, which meant that Mexican radio stations could be heard across the USA and even into Canada. All of Voodoo decided to sing an anthem to those stations, Mexican Radio, and it was released in 1982. From 1980's album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps comes David Bowie's sequel to Space Oddity, Ashes to Ashes. Ashes to Ashes from David Bowie. Now to Ronnie Dawson, who was expelled from the Southern Bible Institute in Texas and became a rockabilly singer instead. Known as the Blonde Bomber, here he is with Rockin' Bones. Rock on,
has done passed on, but the bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Well,
we'll be right back. go back to the moon. The Sputnik is waiting.
From 1957, starting that double play was Ronnie Dawson with Rocking Bones. That was followed by a completely different cover of Steppenwolf's song called Born to be Wild by the Leningrad Cowboys, who, despite their name, came from Finland. That version was recorded live in 1992 and appears on the album Live in Proins. Sadly, it's time to leave the Grooveyard once again, so thanks for coming. And remember, there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century. To play us out, it's back to soul music and Booker T and the MGs. And appropriately, time is tight.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Grooveyard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.